You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Earlier this morning, Queen Elizabeth II passed away at age 96. The Queen was head of state for the United Kingdom, Aotearoa New Zealand, and multitudes of other nations throughout the Commonwealth. She originally ascended to the throne on the 6th of February 2022, on the 6th of February 1952, my apologies, making her the longest reigning monarch at 70 years. The United Kingdom is undergoing a day of mourning ahead of her funeral in 10 days' time. However, the full extent of its impact on New Zealand is currently unknown. Considering her appearance on coins and $20 notes, an economic reworking could soon be in place. But, however, the mourning period could possibly see conversations rise on New Zealand's need for a head of state. The possibility of becoming a republic is not unique to our country, with other nations also attempting to understand where this could take them in the foreseeable future. For some commentary, I had a chat to Stephen Hoadley, an international relations professor from the University of Auckland. He first spoke about what he's reflecting on over the last 70 years.
Well, I'm reflecting on the fact that my life and Elizabeth's life overlapped a great deal, and the changes that she saw and that I saw starting in the 1930s, with the rise of Hitler and the Japanese militarist, World War II, the Suez Crisis, the Korean and Vietnam War, the Iraq War, and so forth, and that all of this was part of Elizabeth's ability to use her wisdom and perspective to advise, was it 15, 16 different prime ministers. Now, we've got a brand new prime minister, Liz Truss. She is now facing all the problems that she inherited from her predecessor, Boris Johnson, and before that as well, Theresa May, including domestic problems and international challenges like the Ukraine war. Will the passing of Queen Elizabeth alter Britain's trajectory? And I don't think it will greatly in the short term. That is, The new prime minister will deal with issues. The civil service is still there. The diplomats are still there. The military leaders are still there. They will carry on business as usual. In the longer term, I think we can say that King Charles III will not have the mana, the charisma that Elizabeth II had. And my prediction is that the Republican movements in various parts of the Commonwealth will accelerate. Certainly Australia came very close to voting for a monarchy 10 years ago. New Zealand, I think, is still quite loyal to the monarchy, but there is a Republican movement in this country. A friend of mine is a member of it, and that could well grow if Charles III turns out to be ineffective and not very persuasive as the head of the Commonwealth. And there's a number of countries in the Caribbean, Jamaica and others, that are moving to remove the Queen as their head of state. They may stay in the Commonwealth, but they will be somewhat more reserved members. Their head of state would no longer be the monarch in Great Britain. And this will probably accelerate. So if one were to predict the influence of Great Britain in world affairs just on the basis of the change of monarch, I would say decline, that Britain will not have the same clout. In other areas it may, military, for example, economic, is still a major trading partner, a major diplomatic force, and that will continue, but that sort of intangible je ne sais quoi, the X factor, the identification with woman, wonderful woman, Elizabeth, will be absent. And I think that the general picture, the general evaluation of Great Britain will decline to some increment.
Do you think that the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, could be left somewhat to her own for a short period as the head of state transitions from Elizabeth to King Charles?
There could well be a delay in making major decisions. That is, there will be a period of mourning, there'll be a period of respect, to be a period of the new king and the new prime minister getting to know each other, as well as the cabinet officers, the members of the royal household. All of these people will be firming up their acquaintances with their counterparts, and that will take a while. I don't know if it'll take days or weeks, but it would be wise, I think, for Britain and for Liz Truss to sort of postpone major decisions until consensus is rebuilt, a feeling of it's now time to move on from Elizabeth to Charles, to show Charles loyalty, and to establish Great Britain's continuity. So it could well be that we're not going to see any major decisions, although the business that the Prime Minister has to attend to, a large support package for energy, for example. People, as the weather cools down in Great Britain, are going to start worrying about their energy bill and how they're going to heat their houses. And the government is pledged, Liz Truss is pledged, to produce income tax relief and also a subsidy package to help people who have energy distress. So this cannot be delayed very long. Fortunately, the autumn warmth might last through September, so we're not talking about something that has to be done today, but certainly in a period of weeks, as the weather cools down, the government is going to have to act on behalf of the health and welfare of the British population.
That does bring up an interesting point about the economic ramifications of this, as in literally the cash that we hold, all of it in New Zealand and various other places in the world, has Queen Elizabeth on it. How long do you reckon the process will be to change over to King Charles, or could we perhaps see a loss of having the royalty on our cash?
Well, if New Zealand goes the Republican direction, of course, then New Zealand would not have the monarchy as the centerpiece of our bills, our dollar bills. But this will take a long time, and the process will probably be to continue the current currency, and then gradually, as a new currency is designed with King Charles III's picture on it, they'll be introduced gradually in an orderly fashion, so as not to destroy the value of the current currency. It could well be that dollar bills will become collector's items, and people will hold them back with Elizabeth's picture on them as a piece of history, the way they do with cake tins with Diana on them, and this way they will become, you know, trade me items that will have some heritage value. I don't think that'll have a huge impact on the New Zealand currency, and it'll be a gradual process. I don't think we'll find any shocks or any great surprises, but one day we'll begin to see $5 bills, $10 bills, $100 bills, and so on, with a new picture on it. And that will remind us that we have a new monarch, a new head of state, and that, we just have to adapt to this new image of who we are vis-a-vis Great Britain and the British monarch. But I do believe that the Republican movement will spring up as soon as a respectful period has passed and Queen Elizabeth's memory has been honored. I think the Republican movement will be revitalized in this country, and it will certainly be in Australia that will be way ahead of New Zealand in this regard, some of the Caribbean countries. So I think that republicanism and removal of the British monarchy as the head of state will become one of the issues, foreign policy issues, of the coming year or so.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this Republic movement exists over the next period of time. How long do you think that it could take for this mourning period for New Zealand to go, okay, it is time for us to have the conversation of should we move to a stronger republic system?
Well, that's interesting. And if the Labour government here is replaced by a national-led government, the National Party is a bit more monarchist than Labour people. If Labour was returned in the next election next year, I think the Republican movement would gather a lot of steam because Labour has this more egalitarian, more power to the people view, less wedded to tradition and monarchy and institutions, and rather more to social policy and innovation. But the trend now is that it looks like National might replace Labour in November of next year, and that it could well be that the monarchical sentiment in National will retard any government attempt to move towards republicanism. It would require, I'm sure, some kind of tapping of public opinion, a referendum, the way there was a referendum on the flag, the way Australia had a referendum on monarchy a decade ago, which didn't go ahead. So it's a long process, and it would involve lots of consultation, lots of debate, lots of media commentary, and it's not something that's going to happen overnight. But I do predict it will liven up our political life to some extent as we go forward. I would say we're talking about a period of maybe 5 years before anything's happened, and it could well even be a decade before a decisive move to republicanism has run its course, if even then it succeeds.
We could see this become a major part of the 2024 elections, 2023 elections then.
It's possible. It's possible. But I don't think so, in the sense that that there's not a strong movement in the Labour Party that I can see. It's ironic that the greatest spokesperson for republicanism was Jim Bolger. Now, Jim Bolger has an Irish background, and was a National Party prime minister at the time, and he murmured a little bit about republicanism, but he didn't get much support from his National Party colleagues, and Labour hasn't really picked that up either. So we're looking at an NGO. It has to be from the bottom up, that ordinary citizens will have to group and maybe raise public awareness of this possibility. Then government will respond. I don't see anyone in government of any of the political parties, and certainly not Maori Party, agitating for republicanism at this time. There's certainly too many other more pressing issues. And with great respect to Queen Elizabeth, that respect will follow to Charles for a respectful period of time. So I don't think it will be a major issue in the upcoming election. It could be in the election after next year's election, in which the Republican movement, starting from the grassroots, starting from the Republican NGO movement, and depending on Charles's performance, it could well then become an issue. So I'm saying that probably in 4 years, we're going to have republicanism will be on the political agenda front and center.
Those cover kind of all of my things I would like to chat about. Do you have any other final points that you'd like to make to the listeners?
To say that I don't envy Liz Truss at the moment. She's been a good friend to New Zealand, helped to negotiate the free trade agreement with the UK. But she's facing great domestic problems that may slow down the implementation of the free trade agreement. That is, she's going to be concerned about her own constituents, the British farmers, for example, and they're very reluctant to allow New Zealand wider access into the market. And consequently, she may respond to the domestic economic crisis in Britain, and this may slow down then the more liberal entry of New Zealand products into that market. So it's going to be a turbulent time and very demanding for New Zealand diplomats and trade negotiators to make sure that the door to the Great Britain market remains open for New Zealand products.
That was Stephen Hoadley from the University of Auckland chatting about the passing of Queen Elizabeth II.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.